Part 2. Kasim's wife was worried about her husband. He was late for dinner. She went to see Ali Baba.
Brother-in-law,
she said,
I'm worried about Kasim. He's very late. Please go and find him. Tell him that I'm waiting to serve dinner.
Ali Baba knew that his brother liked gold. He thought,
Perhaps Kasim is in the cave. I'll go there first.
When he opened the door of the cave and saw the pieces of his brother's body around the door, he was afraid.
The thieves will kill me next,
he thought.
I must get out of here quickly.
Before he left, he filled his bags with gold and put them on his donkeys. Then he put Kasim's body in another bag and rode back to his sister-in-law's house. One of Kasim's slaves opened the door. Her name was Morjana. Ali Baba gave her the bag with Kasim's body and some instructions about the funeral. Then he went to see his sister-in-law. She cried when she heard that her husband was dead.
Sister-in-law,
he said,
we're in danger. Nobody must know how Kasim died. It must be a secret.
Then he told her about the treasure and the thieves.
Don't worry,
he said.
I'm rich now. I'll marry you and look after you. My wife and I will come and live in this house.
When Kasim's wife heard this, she stopped crying. Morjana was a clever girl. She understood Ali Baba's instructions about Kasim's funeral, and she knew what to do. She went to see Baba Mustafa, the shoemaker, in the market. She gave him a gold coin and said,
I have a special job for you, Baba Mustafa. Cover your eyes with this cloth and come with me.
He was a poor man, so he took the coin and covered his eyes. Morjana took him through the streets of Baghdad to Kasim's house. When he took off the cloth, he was in a dark room.
Sew those pieces together again,
she said to him, and pointed to the four pieces of Kasim's body on a table.
Then make a bag for the body.
Mustafa worked all day. When the body was in the bag, Morjana gave Mustafa another gold coin, covered his eyes, and took him back to his shop. 3 days after Kasim's funeral, Ali Baba moved into his house. In the meantime, the thieves returned to the cave.
Where's the body of that man? Where's our gold?
They asked angrily. The captain said,
Someone knows the magic words. We must find him and kill him before he steals the rest of our treasure.
He told his best man to dress himself as a merchant and go to the city.
Come back when you find the man who knows the magic words,
he said. It was early morning and still dark when the thief arrived in the market square. Only Mustafa was awake. He was sewing shoes outside his shop.
How can you see to sew?
Asked the thief.
It's dark.
I am old, but my eyes are still good,
replied Mustafa.
Yesterday, I sewed 4 pieces of a body together in a dark room.
Take me to that house, and I'll give you these gold coins,
said the thief. Mustafa put the coins in his pocket.
Follow me,
he said. He had a good memory, so it wasn't difficult for him to remember the way. When they arrived at Ali Baba's house, the thief took out a piece of white chalk and put a cross on the door. Then he thanked Mustafa and rode back to the forest. Morjana returned home from the market. She was surprised to see the cross on the door.
Perhaps someone wants to hurt my master,
she thought, and she put a white cross on all the other doors in the street. When the captain arrived and saw that there were white crosses on all the doors, he was angry. He rode back to the forest and killed his best man. The next day, he sent his second best man to Mustafa. This time, the thief put a red cross on the door. Murjana saw the cross and put red crosses on all the other doors. When the captain arrived and saw that there were red crosses on all the doors, he was angrier than before. He rode back to the forest and killed his second best man.
"Tomorrow I will go and find this man's house," he said.
When he returned from the city, he called his men together.
"We must kill this man and take back our gold and jewels," he said. "And I have a plan."